A reading from the Gospel of Mark. The mother of Jesus and his brothers arrived at the house. Standing outside, they sent word to Jesus and called him. A crowd seated around him told him, "Your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside asking for you." But he said to them in reply, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking around at those seated in the circle, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. I recently showed some Cuban friends here a picture of my family, and it's quite a large family, and it was quite humorous because they all thought we looked alike. And actually, we do sort of look alike, even down to cousins. I'm sure many of you have the same experience where our family genes seem to just get reflected and duplicated down through the lineage. And it raises that kind of question for today's gospel, at least. Who are family members of Jesus? He, of course, has family, his dear mother and his relatives. It says brothers and sisters here in Mark's gospel. But are you one of Jesus' relatives? The question is, do we act and look like Jesus? Do we resemble him in any way? Perhaps not looking Palestinian or physical or genetically by blood relationship, which was very important in Jesus' time. He says, it's not about my blood relatives, but those who do the will of God, who actually act and belong by practicing the love of God in putting it into practice. So it's really an interesting time for many of us around the world as we run into people who claim to be Christians. I mean, all sorts of world leaders even might say they are Christians. But are they? Even baptized Christians that we know? Some of us, perhaps? It's a question of not what we say or we profess or even receive the sacrament of baptism, but then not behave as Christians. So we really wonder at times when we meet so many of these professed Christians, do they resemble, you know, what they profess? And do we behave according to what we proclaim? Who are the true disciples, the true family members? I actually know a good number of wonderful communists, you might say, here in Cuba, who do fantastically good things. They're good, good people. And they, in many cases, seem to resemble Jesus more than some of the so-called Christians who pretend to be members of his family. Have you seen that happen? Isn't that strange? That those who don't even know Jesus very well might be more like his family members than the ones who claim to be, those who are outside, coming to take him away and don't like what he says and don't want to behave as he asks. It also raises another question for us then about belonging to Jesus. He opens the door beyond the blood relatives, beyond the circle. Perhaps we might even want to raise the question beyond official baptism, the sacrament of it. Do they practice what they experienced in their baptism? So it's a larger circle of inclusion. He opens it very wide to all of those in Jesus' day who were not necessarily acceptable, according to the temple. He's so inclusive. He recognizes that in this circle of his disciples are people who are really like his family. They resemble him. There are many, you know, who say, "Lord, Lord." They get baptized, pray, and say all sorts of things, claiming to be Christians, as we do. But how cheap, how light that kind of Christianity is, light Christians, hypocritical Christians we could be when we do not do the will of God. without getting into the argument about faith and works, which is a perennial theological question, how are we saved? But it's clear that we cannot just say we are disciples if we do not act like disciples. That makes us members. Many false prophets, many false Christians. Jesus includes everyone in his family who really resembles God in practice and is doing God's work, not just talking about it. So then, are you one of Jesus' relatives or not?